Hey, it's really late, and of course I'm not in the house by myself, so I have to be really quiet, but I'm touching myself. I've been like really pent up and I need some kind of release. So here I am in bed, rubbing my pussy. You want to know what I think about when I touch myself? I'm into like the really rough stuff, like slapping, choking, hair pulling, biting, scratching. And if I like you, we can do a little spit play. My main fantasy, though, is like, I don't know, I'm like in bed or something. It's like late at night, and something crazy happens, like some guy breaks into my house or something, and I'm all alone, sleeping. And all of a sudden, I'm like woken up to a hand around my throat, choking me. And this guy, I can never have like a specific look to this guy. I can never see his face in my fantasies. But he's choking me and I'm fighting back. I can't scream because, I don't have much air to do it. And he's like just being so rough with me. He just tells me to shut the fuck up when I try and like beg for him to not hurt me. And he doesn't care if he's hurting me or not. I sleep naked, so of course I don't have any clothes on. He yanks the cover off of my body and he gets on top of me. And while he's still choking me, he holds my wrist in one hand above my head. And he's threatening me, telling me that if I keep fighting him, he'll hurt me. And I don't know what he's gonna do, so I'm terrified. But I can't help it. I have to keep fighting him. Eventually, he gets really, really frustrated with me and he slaps me across the face. And I start crying. It's so crazy how I fantasize about being hurt like this. I want him to slap me and hurt me. Anyways, I start crying and he starts calling me all types of names. A slut, a whore, a bitch, all of those naughty, filthy names. And like I said, he doesn't even. He doesn't even care if he's hurting me. The next thing I know, I don't know how, but he gets my legs open and he just forces his hard, thick cock inside of me and it hurts so bad. But he doesn't stop. He fucks me so hard. and I can feel him just banging into my cervix, and it hurts so bad, but he doesn't stop, and he tells me to take it. He makes me take it over and over and over again. He fucks me so hard and fast. And I try to just to get him off me, but I can't. He's so strong. And he, gosh, I'm rubbing my clit so fast right now. And he keeps fucking me so hard, and gosh, he just, that hand around my throat, I love it. I just think about him squeezing so hard, you know. So hard. I start to see like dark spots, and I know that he'll leave bruises. Finally, he gets sick of my whining, and he lets go of my wrist and puts that hand over my mouth, and I just, not being able to make any noise, not being able to get this man off me, it's terrifying, but oh, I'm so wet. And God, fuck. And he's just still just fucking me so hard that it hurts. It hurts so bad, but I can feel this pressure just building inside of me. And I know what that is. I know exactly what that is. I can feel an orgasm coming, and I don't want it to happen, and he knows it's coming. He can fucking feel it. And he starts laughing at me because he knows that I'm fucking pathetic. I'm being raped, and I'm about to come. Gosh, and he reminds me of how pathetic I am, of how disgusting I am for enjoying this brutal fucking that I'm getting. And I know it's so wrong, and I start to cry harder, and I can't make much noise. He's got that hand over my mouth, and oh man, he wants to make me suffer even more, so even harder, he fucks me even harder, and he uses that hand on my mouth to push my head to the side, and he buries his face in my neck, and without any warning, he just bites me so hard. I swear, I know for a fact he's drawn blood, but oh, it hurts, but it's exciting, and he knows he's gonna make me come. God, I'm so fucking close right now. And while he's biting me, I can feel him breathing hard on my neck, and I know he's close too. And he starts growling and whispering in my ear, telling me to take it, telling me how dirty I am, how disgusting I am. And he wants to hurt me. He knows what he wants to do to me. He starts to suck on that spot that he's bitten on my neck, and I can't help it. My orgasm is just getting closer and closer. Gosh, and I can feel him. He's about to come. He just starts banging his hips against me. shoving that cock deep inside of me. Oh, fuck, it hurts, but it feels so good. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, my God. And I just... I'm still begging, but he doesn't care. He just fucking hurts me, and he fucks me. He doesn't fucking care. And he tells me... He tells me he's gonna come inside of me. And there's nothing I can do to stop him. There's fucking nothing that I can do to stop this man from coming inside of me. And oh, I'm right on the edge. I'm so close to that orgasm. And I try to hold it back, but I can't. And he starts hitting this one spot inside of me that just brings my orgasm closer and closer. And he tells me he's not gonna stop fucking me until I come, and I know there's nothing I can do about it. Oh my gosh, I'm so close. And gosh, he takes that hand off of my mouth and he puts it around my neck again. Gosh, he's choking me with both hands. I can't fucking breathe, and he tells me he's not gonna let go. He's not gonna stop until I come. Comes inside of me, and oh, he fucks me so hard until all of his cum is deep inside of me. And when it's finally over, he gets off of me. And he tells me again how pathetic I am. And he tells me that next time he comes back, I better be up and waiting for him. And he just leaves. He leaves me alone. I'm sweating, and his cum is dripping out of me, and I'm left there alone, crying. But I tell myself that next time I will be ready for him.